While stationed in Germany, Army nurse practitioner Major Ruth Racine and her husband carved out a promising educational and therapeutic plan for their 7-year-old son Magnus, who has autism. During and after school, he got occupational, physical, and speech therapy.
We were in an absolutely fantastic place for my son. Through the Department of Defense school system, he was in a developmental program, and he had speech therapy that he was getting inside the classroom, and then we had also lined up speech therapy in the community as well as occupational therapy, and he was starting physical therapy.
But about a year and a half ago, Racine was transferred to Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Tacoma, Washington. Magnus still has some therapy in his new school, but getting the outside help he needs is a problem. Those services aren't available on base, and local therapists in the community are in high demand.
When you call the place to say, okay, great, I have my referral letter, I have my son who needs this, they'll say, okay, great, but right now we don't have room for you. We'll put you on a wait list, and you are on a wait list for 5 different places.
More than a year later, she's still waiting, and so are a lot of other U.S. military families with autistic children at bases around the world. There are 23,000 military dependents with an autism diagnosis, more than 1,000 around Joint Base Lewis-McChord.
That's definitely an issue that we do run into as a whole, I think, as a military community.
Gretchen Shea is a regional administrator for the online group American Military Families Autism Support. Her husband is in the Navy, stationed at Whidbey Island, Washington. They have 2 children with autism.
There's options there, but the wait lists are there because everybody needs either after school or there's only, you know, 1 or 2 speech therapists for a huge area.
The situation is so bad that when Penn State University conducted a survey of military spouses, about 80% say they've had difficulty obtaining services for their children. Now, next to this preschool at Washington's Joint Base Lewis-McChord, the Army plans to take a small step to address the problem. Inside this repurposed child development center will be the Army's first standalone therapy and education facility for children with autism and their families. Lieutenant Colonel Eric Flake is a doctor and the director of Madigan Army Medical Center's Developmental and Behavioral Pediatric Program.
There's going to be programs to teach parents as they have a new diagnosis. A large focus will be in some group after school type of therapy opportunities. Additionally, during the workday, this will also be a therapy center where kids will get direct speech therapy, will get direct occupational therapy.
He hopes by early next year, the center will take some of the pressure off families and help a lot of kids.
We anticipate great outcomes, ones that will be measured, ones that will be identified, and we'll be able to report those back and demonstrate that impact.
Major Ruth Racine says it'll make a big difference for her family.
My husband sent me the link for the Facebook page about the program, and tears came to my eyes immediately, because as a parent, this represents hope.
But Gretchen Shea from the Military Families Group has mixed feelings about the project. The center will only serve 150 children at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. While she's happy those families will benefit some, she says the Department of Defense needs to do a lot more to serve autistic children everywhere.
That's a great start. I do feel that it's kind of just a drop in the bucket.
Neither the Army Surgeon General's Office nor the Defense Health Agency would speculate about the future of the program. They haven't said whether they might build similar programs at other bases to serve the thousands of other autistic military children whose parents are struggling to find timely care. I'm Patricia Murphy reporting.